This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody, doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're doing it, that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thank you. We're keeping America rolling. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website and take advantage of all the things that are over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got our good friend and weekly guest, Colonel Jim Warshuk. He's the retired U.S. Air Force officer and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
We are.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic,
for
which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, Attorney General William Barr said something yesterday in an interview with the Associated Press on his way out of the White House, and I'm going to read the words exactly because words matter here, because this is not what the media is reporting. He said that the Justice Department had not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud yet that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Now, the mainstream media has conveniently taken the word yet out of there to give it a totally different meaning.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the whole quote was misrepresented by the Associated Press. And there's the rest of it that talks about that they are, you know, working really hard, turning over every stone and evaluating and looking at every piece of evidence that they can find. That was the rest of the story. I got alerted last night late by Lori Flynn, General Flynn's wife, saying,
right,
hey, they misquoted him and said this is wrong. She sent me the piece from Catherine Herridge. A few minutes later, Joe Gianova, who is one of the attorneys for the president, also said that it was misquoted. So, we all need to be careful when we're reading this stuff. The mainstream media, the Democratic Party, all the far-left operatives in America, along with China, Russia, and Iran, are pushing out so much disinformation. They're spinning stuff. They're doing everything possible to create division within the Trump campaign, with Trump supporters,
mm-hmm,
within the Republican Party. It's a massive, massive disinformation campaign.
Oh, it's so a psyops operation.
We gotta look everything very closely and,
mm-hmm,
sometimes be patient. Don't, and wait for the other shoe to drop before you screw yourself into the ceiling. We're all anxious and going crazy. We want to see something done, but we gotta be very careful in what we see and read and hear, and don't believe anything from the mainstream media. I tell you, they're going crazy.
Now, in the meantime, the advantage for the Democrats in the House of Representatives is 10 seats, and now it's down to 9 after GOP Congressman Garcia won his seat back by some 333 votes in California 25. There also is a seat which is too close to call in New York 27, and I believe the candidate up there is ahead by 12 votes, and they may have found another 50 or so votes, I heard last night, which is kind of ironic, because you got to believe that the votes they found may not all be for her, may wind up going to the opponent, and they may lose that election there.
Yeah, and I've seen where it's down to within 4, which would be pretty incredible when all said and done and how everything is counted out, mm-hmm. which is probably going to be, you know, weeks going forward, the margin could be less. There are even some saying that the Republicans could take over the House. So, you know, how all this goes in the 5 competitive states where we're trying to figure out going on, I just saw something late last night that said the Pennsylvania Supreme Court recommended that the U.S. Congress throw out everything. I haven't done all the research on it, but things are happening. The wheels are turning slowly, but things are happening.
Well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, if they in fact did that, that's a total opposite from what they said the day before.
Right.
So I would have to really take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
In the meantime, up in Wisconsin, the absentee ballot abuses up there affected some 220,000 votes that are in question. That is also a lawsuit that's working its way through the system.
Yeah, that's big. If I recall correctly, Biden's supposed win in Wisconsin was by around 10,000 votes. So if they found mm-hmm. 220,000 vote area, and I've seen that same report multiple places, that would be significant. Now, my belief, and I'm saying when one of these states goes, they're all going to go. It's kind of like they're just watching each other and see who goes. And I think Wisconsin is going to go to Trump, within the next, you know, probably by maybe the end of the week. And that would be obviously a good thing.
Okay, we got a question here from Eric, and I'll get to that when we come back. It's kind of a funny ha-ha question, but it's not going to work. Okay, so you hang on, folks. I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak. And, oh, by the way, the Baham Richard is not going to be refurbished. They decided to scrap it. Oh, well, there we go. Need another amphibious assault ship, and I think I know where it's going to come from, Portland. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I was up in Newport Richey over the weekend, and the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan. And, boy, have they made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display. The seats pretty much are molded to your body, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the all-intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, but I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan. I've had four in the last 5 years, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service that you'll get from Moss Nissan. Now, remember, Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added pack feature that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, and there's over 800 vehicles now in stock at Moss Nissan, so they will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for, the other dealerships don't. So the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal with Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura now side by side on Florida Avenue. Nissan's on one side, Acura's on the other. Now you can visit them at their website, mossnissan.com, and always make sure you tell them the captain sent you because that will save you more money on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, before we drift on here with some more political stuff, the amphibious assault ship Bahom Richard, which was burnt, and by the way, that was an arson fire, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, an arson fire. The sailor actually destroyed the ship, and they're not going to retrofit it back. They're going to salvage it. And I understand it from our friends up in Portland, Maine, at the Bath Shipworks, that there may be a new style of some sort of amphibious assault ship coming out. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. There's the next model, so to speak, just like cars, of the future amphibious assault ship. And those were already online. So rather than spend an ungodly amount of taxpayer dollar to redo the Bonhomme Richard, they're going to, you know, get a new model here. Might be a few years late, but that's what they're going to do. They're just going to go with the new phase.
Now, Attorney General Barr appointed John Durham to the position of special counsel in the Russia probe investigation. And the way that he worded it, Joe Biden will not be able to fire him, because the only way that he can be fired is not a way that Joe Biden could get rid of him. So he's pretty much going to be there for a while, right?
That's the way it appears, and everything you said is what I've seen. I know there's some concerns, and I think there's probably some strategy behind it that I haven't been able to analyze yet, but he actually named him that on October 19th, if I'm not mistaken, and it didn't make the news, and the DOJ and Barr didn't say much about it. There was some thinking there on how it was done that had to do with how long he would be able to serve as a special prosecutor. There's also, they didn't want to tip the hand of the Democrats 3 weeks out from the election, so they kept it quiet. And being appointed a special prosecutor gives him more power. So the question is, how is he going to use that power? So we have to sit there and wait to see what's going on.
Now, we have the the defense bill working its way out, correct?
Correct.
And the president has said that he'll veto the defense bill unless the dangerous Section 230, which pertains to the big tech, is terminated.
Yeah, that gives the big tech a lot of power, and it also gives the U.S. government power over the big tech. So that's been a contentious issue over the last several years. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. The Democrats were the ones who wrote that back in, I want to say, 2014, 15, maybe a little earlier, but that was put in back then, and it needs to go, because it gives big tech too much power. It gives them almost automatic monopoly power and all kinds of other things. And as we've seen how this played out over the last 4 years, and gotten worse now, where they're just blocking anybody they want for whatever they say, and that needs to go. And I really think that there should be an effort to demonopolize the big tech companies now, because they've gotten too big, and they need to be cut down, and competition needs to be out there so other companies like Parler and the rest can flourish, and freedom of speech is not affected.
Now, the Hillsborough County area of Florida has become blue over the past few years, and I think it's been getting less blue. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they do better? Didn't the Republicans do better in Hillsborough County this time around?
Well, let me make a slight adjustment to that statement. Hillsborough County has always been blue. As going back as far as the records are kept, it's always been blue. It's been blue since Florida used to be blue, and those of us have been around a while remember that. We are right now, the Democrats outnumber Republicans in Hillsborough County by somewhere around 70,000 or so. It's dwindled. over the years. It's gone up over the years. It depends. During the Obama administration, it went up, and then it started going down. Mm-hmm. And during Trump, kind of leveled off. So we're still a blue county. We're one of the few blue counties still in Florida. There's 67 counties in Florida.
Yep.
And I don't know if that will ever change in my lifetime. Now, Trump increased his support since 16 by 114,000 votes, and he won Florida by around 400,000. So about 25% or so of that came from Hillsborough County, if you do the math.
Right.
But it's still a blue county, and we kind of held our own, but we didn't do as well in this election. It's a presidential election. We do better with Republicans in off year elections in the midterm elections, which 2022 will be, and that's when we'll have a race for the governor and for a senator, and again the House of Representatives. So depends on how you look at it. If you look at it at based on the federal races, we do okay. You do the local, state, and county races, we do okay with the state house and the Florida Senate. We don't do too well locally because that's the way it breaks down.
Now, the Democrats have got a little bit of a divide that's starting to open up. And one of the things that's making it open up is the defund police movement. Because yesterday, former President Barack Obama offered some really harsh criticism for the supporters of the defund police movement. And they pretty much told these people that this was a losing issue. They need to get off it.
You know, anytime Barack Obama inserts himself into a political issue, you know there's trouble.
Yeah.
So
and this is the squad that's fighting back, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I cannot fathom one single bit why anybody who is anywhere about safety and security in our cities, and especially our big cities, would ever be against the police. When the police are made out to be enemies, and that's what the political left does, that's where the problem starts, and we all know that's not how it is.
Well, they're not enemies to me or you or anybody that we know that's in our circle, because we put the police up on a pedestal and stand behind them and support them.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now, I've heard there's an obscure law that could be President Trump's last bid to challenge the election results. I don't know what that law is. Do you?
No. I know there's a number of routes this election could go from the standpoint of depending on what states flip. There's also the various routes through the courts, which I believe is the way they're going to go. And some are saying they're just going through all the lawsuits, knowing that they're not going to win every lawsuit, to get through the process to get it to where it goes to the Supreme Court.
Okay. We will talk to you next week, and have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You too, Matt. Thanks.
All righty. Colonel Jim Warshak on a Wednesday morning, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom on Wednesday became the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for use and said it will be distributed next week. In a press release, the government has today accepted the recommendation from the Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for use. A Pfizer spokesperson said the UK's emergency use authorization marks a historic moment in the fight against COVID-19. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said on Tuesday the Justice Department has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in last month's election. Barr told the Associated Press that prosecutors have found no evidence to back up Trump's claim that the November 3rd election had been marred by widespread fraud. Trump's campaign launched a new effort in Wisconsin on Tuesday, asking the state's top court to consider throwing out 221,000 absentee ballots that allegedly lacked information. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
Now, there happens to be an obscure law, I'm reading about it here right now, that the president could use if it comes down to it. It's a last resort. President Donald Trump's efforts to challenge the election results could come down to him pressing congressional Republicans to step in and help. It goes on to say, Politico noted that Congress has to certify the results of the election after the Electoral College casts the official vote for president on December 14th. Now, an 1887 law mandates that Congress must meet on January 6th to take action. Now, the law says that the House and Senate must meet in joint session that day to certify the results. But if a House member and Senator team together, they're able to object to entire states of presidential electors, or slates of presidential electors. And there's multiple opportunities for lengthy delays in the process, since each state's electors must be certified separately. So, if the state electors are challenged, the House and Senate must go back to their chambers and debate the outcome before voting. Wow. There's only a couple more sentences. I'll go back and read the rest of it here. And if the Senate upholds a challenge to some presidential electors, it would almost certainly put the chamber at odds with the Democratic-run House victory. Wow. Now, it goes on to say still, several Republican lawmakers in the House acknowledge that they're considering the option to challenge, and nothing is off the table, so says Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, and Representative William Davidson, Republican from Ohio, said potential challenges are being considered by some members and they're studying up on them. And then the final sentence says, meanwhile, Jenna Ellis, who's part of the Trump campaign legal team, cautioned by saying, until the Electoral College actually votes on December 14th, we still don't have a president-elect. And that's true. They're referring to Biden as a presidential-elect. That's not what he is right now. So, there you go. But that's interesting there, that story. That is so interesting. And I knew I had to read it. I knew I had to see it, and I did. So, there you go. Now, don't forget that this weekend, a lot of people are going to be out and about buying Christmas gifts. And somebody told me that they forgot to lock their car, and when they came back, you know the drill, you know where I'm going probably, that they had Christmas gifts on the back seat. They weren't exactly in plain sight, but because the car was unlocked, somebody opened up the door, grabbed the bags that they had in there, and away they went. Don't be a victim, folks. Don't be a victim. Make sure you lock your car. That's the least you can do when you go inside one of the big box stores or the mall or whatever. Make sure you lock your car so that people can't get in there to get whatever they try to get. So there you go. All right. Let me go to the phone line here. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Moss, is Todd in Tampa still fighting the good fight of faith, knowing that Donald Trump won in a landslide? Know that when he was up, on November 3rd, when you were with Bill Bunkley, okay, and then they shut everything down. Let me tell Barr something. You're MIA, okay? You haven't found Hunter Biden's laptop. You haven't published anything. You haven't put some reports. Sit down, Barr. You're part of the deep state, okay? All right? You're useless. The whole cabal is useless, okay? If I was a senator, I'd be outside the White House every hour on the hour. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide, okay? It's a disgrace what's happening here. Okay, Joe Biden, who just fell down and broke his foot, you're going to tell me he got 80 million votes. You're insulting the American people's intelligence, okay? You're insulting our intelligence. I was at the Tampa rally over here where you were at, and Joe, Donald had, 25, 35, 45,000. People couldn't even get in the place. Joe Biden came, had three cars in at the fairgrounds. You're out of your freaking mind. Okay, this is the biggest disgrace I've ever seen. The media, the cabal is in on it. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump won the land. Now, if you allow this to happen, this is the biggest corruption we've ever seen. And let me tell you, fake Republicans, something. Okay, you should be out there every hour, just demanding Donald Trump won this election and fighting, because you're a bigger disgrace than the Democrats. Everybody knows Donald Trump won this election. So, no, we're not conceding anything. No, we're not giving up. And this is the biggest crooked thing we've ever seen. This is worse than the Russia hoax. This is worse than everything. You all couldn't get Donald at the Russia hoax. You couldn't beat him at the ballot box against Hillary Clinton. So y'all had to cheat and shut it down. This is the biggest disgrace. I don't know where these crooks are. But Donald Trump won in a landslide, and we're not accepting anything else. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. Todd is very passionate this morning, as well he should be and normally is. And let's see here. Eric says it makes one wonder how Pinellas went from red with the late Mel Young to Charlie Crist in less than 4 years. Well, I think David Jolly had something to do with that. That's just my opinion, but what do I know? And, of course, when you talk about the Attorney General Barr, he was hunting. I don't know if you knew this. He was hunting on the George W. Bush ranch last week, Thanksgiving holiday, when they went looking for him. Somebody went looking for him. That's where he was. So in case you didn't know that, that's where he was. And no surprise there. And, of course, the other thing is you have to understand that there's quite a good old boys club in Washington, D.C., as you might well imagine. And they all hang around with each other, whether they get along with each other or not. Even Nancy Pelosi, believe it or not, hangs around with some of these folks, even though she may not get along with all of them. But that's just what they do. And the best way to try to counter this is to call them. Call them on the phone. Call them at their office in Washington, D.C. If you can't get them there, then call them at their office in your district, wherever your district happens to be, and tell them, say, hey, I'm Ann Smith, and I'm a retired teacher, and I belong to the teachers union, and you can't keep doing this, this, and this, because we're going to vote you out of office. You'll get their attention. You will get their attention. Always mention a group that you belong to that's got a bunch of members, because they pay attention to that stuff. Depending on who it is, they'll make a note of it. Oh, it's Captain Matt Bruce, and he's with the American Legion, or he's with the Vietnam Veterans, or he's with the Fire Service. He's retired IAFF. Oh, look at that. So they'll keep track of all that stuff. That's how they pay attention to people. And if you mention an organization that's a national organization, that doesn't hurt you either. By the way, when you talk about Christmas, how about Bethlehem? Well, the Bethlehem Christmas is not canceled, but there'll be little comfort or joy with the manger scene and all that they'll have over there, because people won't be able to go see it in large numbers that they have in the past. What a shame. What a shame. And when you talk about the adverse effects that are out there, how about Georgia? Do you have to look any further? What's going on with the governor there, the Secretary of State there? Why aren't they doing something positive for the people? Why aren't they ordering the governor, ordering the Secretary of State to go back and do an audit and a recount and not to certify the vote until it's done? Unbelievable. I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. By the way, I know there's a lot going on here in America right now that we have to pay close attention to. However, we should also take notice of a situation happening across the world to people who are currently in desperate need of help. Now, I'm talking about Lebanon, where for several years, they've been dealing with a huge humanitarian crisis of Syrian refugees. Now, that crisis was made far worse this year with the presence of COVID-19. And then last summer, a massive explosion that completely decimated a major section of downtown Beirut along the waterfront. And that's why I'm asking you to consider donating to Heart for Lebanon, which is an organization dedicated to helping those in extreme need in that part of the world. Now, they help these people through aid and education, working closely with local churches in the region, and they really do it the right way. And right now, 100% of your donation through the end of the year, goes to Heart for Lebanon. Nothing goes anywhere else. 100% of your donation goes right straight to Heart for Lebanon. And without these efforts, it's very likely that these same people in need of help would instead turn to more radical elements that exist in the region. And it's very safe to say that influences there would not be very friendly to America either. So you can help by giving them a call at 888
888-444-8068. It's 888-444-8068. Or click on the banner on one of our websites, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and letstalkfaith.com. Remember, Heart for Lebanon. Tell them the captain sent you. It'll make you feel good. You'll know that you've done the right thing, helping out those people who can't help themselves. Well, my buddy's down there. And by the way, tomorrow, Mixon's Fruit Farm, here I come. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic, we'd like to see you for lunch with the captain there at Mixon's. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks from the on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service, or you can just stop by the store. Remember, again, the number, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. He'll be glad you did, and it'll make you feel good. You get those blinds. I got to get a hold of them, too, because I'm going to need to replace some blinds in my living room. Now, President Trump is going to try to keep the pressure on Governor Kemp up there in Georgia, telling him to do something. And why not? What's he doing up there? Nothing so far. And then you got the Amistad lawyer who came out and said the FBI is collecting data on voter fraud, and they are actually giving it to him. It's applying it to Phil Klein, former attorney general, and a state attorney general. He's giving them the information. And, again, two more congressional seats decided yesterday for the Republicans. They're only down by 10. Two more to go. They could be down by 8. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? Who would have thunk it? Not me. By the way, the president at a Christmas party last night teased the fact that he is going to run in 2024 again, which is no big surprise. President Trump also is going to be meeting with the COVID-19 vaccine makers and distributors of next week, when it looks like as if they're going to be sending this stuff out to be distributed by the military. And again, that's a good thing. And also, the state of California, what the heck are they thinking out there? State of California. They finally did an audit on the jobless benefits to pin down a number on the inmates in the prisons. $400 million is what the inmates got in unemployment benefits. $400 million. Wow. Wow. I don't know how they could be so stupid, but apparently they were. And it happened, and there you go. Now, Georgia, you folks up there, you got to get it right. You need to understand that voting this time around is very important in Georgia. You can't just sit this one out. You got to vote, because they're not going to sit it out. The Democrats aren't going to sit it out. They're going to be everywhere and anywhere if they aren't already. I've been told the televisions are just loaded with ads up there, which is understandable. But still, you got to do the right thing. Now, you've heard about vitamin D, right? and what it can do to help you with the COVID? How about if you don't have enough vitamin D? Well, if you don't have enough vitamin D and your doctor tells you you need to take more, a vitamin D deficiency will triple the COVID-19 mortality rate. So once you find out, if you need more, you got to jump on it and take it. And I've got a bunch of that. Matter of fact, I've got some right here that I keep in the station with me in the studio right behind me. By the way, a Texas billionaire is mulling an IPO for a casino and dining empire. Where, you say? Along the Texas coast. We'll see how that works out. Could be a very profitable venture in Texas. We'll see. By the way, I talked about this with Chris Markowski a little bit. In Manhattan, you need an office? Chances are very good you're going to be able to find one, because the offices for rent in Manhattan have hit the highest level since 2003. And they're giving people deals on some of them because everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving. And service company stocks, especially those linked to travel and leisure, have room to rocket higher this year coming up as consumers venture out again and start spending on goods that they had been cutting back on last year because of the pandemic. And as more people get the vaccine, which that'll start soon, as more people get the vaccine, there'll be more people out wandering around. Think about it. Think about it. Well, today, in my area, get a coat on. It's cold out. It'll be around 40 degrees or so by daylight, maybe even colder. Right here in the Tampa Bay area, colder to the north, of course. But nothing matches what's going on up there, way up in the north country, where they're getting their snow again along the lake. Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. So everybody have yourself a fine day. Try to stay warm. I know some of my neighbors have got fireplaces. I don't. I used to in the place I had down in Sarasota. Actually, Lakewood Ranch, I had one there, but I kind of wish I had it again. But just didn't happen that way. Just didn't happen that way. Okay. I hear the music coming up in my ear. And to everybody that's out there, hope you have yourself a great morning. Stay warm. Make sure you keep the hot liquids handy. Might want to wear a pair of gloves outside today. But I'll be back tonight with a lot more here on this station. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay healthy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.